Charity of the Week. Please tell us your name and charity.
My name is Georgie Revel and I'm a director of Manx Mencap.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
So the charity was formed in 1968 by family members of those with a learning disability, and its purpose is to promote the welfare of the intellectually challenged within the Isle of Man. Basically, we are here to empower and support those with a learning disability so they may reach their full potential.
Tell us about your team.
So we have a dynamic team of 8 directors and 1 secretary. We have future plans to include a person with learning intellectual difficulties on the board.
Who is the charity for?
So the charity exists to support those with a learning disability, their families, carers, guardians. So covers those with Down syndrome, autism, Williams syndrome, Fragile X, cerebral palsy, just to name a few conditions. We're here as a voice to help those who cannot necessarily communicate their wants and needs.
Which other organisations do you work with?
We work with government bodies and other charities, and we are hoping to become affiliated with Mencap, the UK body, so we can keep abreast of developments and best practice.
What are your main goals?
Firstly, we need to find out who needs help by building a system of who is out there requiring assistance. We will do this by raising the charity's profile so they can contact us. Secondly, we need to examine ways of providing help for them by liaising with other charities, government and private partnerships, whether it's speech therapy, respite, advocacy, etc. Thirdly, we need to analyse existing legislation to ensure the end users are receiving the right advice and support. We do not know exactly how many people there are on the island who have a learning disability. If we take the population of the UK, which is about 68 million, Mencap UK say there are 1.5 million with a learning disability residing there. Doing the sums based on a population of, say, 86,000 here, there are probably around 1,900 individuals on the island. There's a high level of unmet needs for those on the island, which needs to be addressed.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
As a charity, we need to continually review our governance policies, structures and procedures. We're currently putting together a strategy to work towards our goals, and we will revisit at the end of the second year, reassess and reevaluate our progress. We're hoping that we can have an open dialogue with government, re-providing the much-needed services for our end users. And there is no reason why our little island cannot become a centre of excellence for those with learning disabilities, both in education and social care. And Manx Mencap is one of 5 charities who own Centre 21, the fabulous building on Greenfield Road, which was opened in 2007. It's managed by our secretary, Di O'Brien, who liaises with numerous bodies and clubs which use the facilities and function rooms. It also houses the office of Manx Mencap.
How is the charity funded?
The charity is funded by donations, legacies, trusts, holding fundraisers, and by people being sponsored to achieve incredible goals. Some of them are our very own island's end users. All funds stay on the island and are used very wisely.
How can people support you?
Well, we have a lot to do. We can endeavour to support those who need it most if people support us as a charity. Corporate fundraising, individual fundraising, donations will all be gratefully received. We are currently looking at building a website, so if anyone is out there would like to sponsor that, we would be more than delighted.
Where can people find out more?
We will have lots of information on the website when launched. I think another visit to Manx Radio will be required to update you all. In the meantime, we have an Instagram and Facebook page, Manx Mencap. We hope to have regular articles in the local papers and we'll keep you updated. Our email correspondence can be sent to mencap@manx.net. And mail to Manx Mencap, Centre 21, Greenfield Road, Douglas. And our telephone number is 01624 677 289.
The Charity of the Week. Profile complete.